Andy Burnham, good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
Are you rooting for Ed Balls then?
Yeah, I am. But you know, I've seen him on a football field, and to say he was a bruiser on a football field would be an understatement. So how he's managing to hold his own in Strictly, I have no idea whatsoever.
But he doesn't want to embarrass his family, Andy, so let's see how he goes.
We'll see.
More seriously, you and everybody else must surely expect that at about 5 to 12 today we're going to learn that Jeremy Corbyn remains leader of your party. That's what you're expecting, isn't it?
It seems to be what people are expecting. I have no inside knowledge about
the poll.
Well,
nobody has, but everybody
seems to be what people are expecting.
Is he the right man for the job then? The party, it would appear, will have spoken. Will you be happy that the party have voted the same man back in?
Whoever wins is the right person, because the party will have said that is who we want. And I would, you know, my message to people today is to come back together. We can't have another year like the one we've just had, Andy. If we do, you know, the differences could become irreconcilable and the damage terminal. So I'm saying to all MPs, councillors, members of the Labour Party today, we've got to turn the page and come back together and start doing the job that the British public asked us to do just over a year ago, which is to be an opposition to the government. There are massive issues facing not just Greater Manchester, the whole country, namely Brexit. And what does it mean? What are the terms of our exit from the European Union? And we have got to have our focus right there, not on all of these internal squabbles.
Even if the number of MPs who voted no confidence in the leader voted no confidence, even though it's rumoured that, you know, there are deselections in process for those who are anti-Corbyn, how do you unite a party that is so desperately split?
Well, you know, that's a good question, isn't it? And it's why I'm coming on the airwaves this morning to say that there has to be give and take on both sides, Andy. I think from the MPs' side, there has to be an agreement to let the leader be able to get their message over without constant infighting and distraction. That's what any leader wins the right to do. So I would encourage all of my colleagues to think about how they serve again and be part of an effective opposition. But on the other side of the equation is the leader, whoever that is, has to accept that now there needs to be progress with the public. Progress in the polls, progress at local elections. We can't measure our success by the size of our membership and the number of people at rallies. We have got to show that we are winning the argument with the British public. And that's why I'm saying, you know, after an agreed period of time, there should be a taking of stock as to what progress we're making. Because in my view, nobody gets the right to drag Labour down to a devastating defeat.
Who should concede more? The party, parliamentary party, who are saying the leader is unelectable, or the unelectable leader and should he move a little bit further to his right, possibly, to make himself more appealing to the public you're desperately trying to reach?
I think it'll only work if there's give and take on both sides. You know, rather than saying this side are right, that side's wrong. You know, we've had a year of that. What people have got to do, everybody, is take a look at themselves this morning and say, look, well, are we going to turn the page and are we going to work differently to be an effective opposition, put differences aside?
Because Mr Corbyn hasn't demonstrated a willingness to concede very much, has he?
Well, I mean, he was the elected leader, and what I would say from his point of view is I don't think he was given a fair hearing, actually. You know, the infighting started almost immediately after I had lost to him in that election last year, and that wasn't right, in my view. But on the other side of things, he does have to show that he's listening to the public, that we're making progress on the issues that the public care about. And, you know, I think in the middle of all of this, Andy, if you think about Greater Manchester, there are a lot of long-standing Labour members and supporters who are basically left a bit bewildered and worried by all of this. You know, they don't want to see the Labour Party tearing itself apart. And I think everybody's got to have a regard for them now in terms of how we move forward.
But for a long time, the people who are now finding their voice have had to bite their tongue because Mr Blair said the centre ground is where elections are won. Now they're having their voice. Maybe it's time for the centrists to bite their tongues a bit.
That's why I say everyone's got to respect the leader and the mandate that the leader has been given. And I did that last year, and after I had lost. And I know why I lost, actually, to Jeremy. I lost because people were fed up with what they felt was a very artificial, PR-driven form of politics. You know, we'd had that through those new Labour years. I'd be the first to say, by the way, that our government achieved great things for this country. We're sitting in one of those things right now, Media City. You know, we did many things to change this country for the better. And I don't like this thing we have now where people just dismiss the achievements of the Blair and the Brown governments. However, on the other hand, I understand why I lost. People wanted a different approach to politics. They wanted the feeling that MPs and politicians meant what they said and were believed in what they were reading out. Not just reading out a script. And Jeremy represented that. And I think some MPs, I don't think, have really understood why he won last year, and they need to give him time to get his message over to the public.